brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The communists all over the world, different countries they've taken down because they like to mass murder and control everything. They have gotten away with countless crimes. The fascists under Hitler did it, Mussolini. They were street gangs. And more the Democratic Party operates with a bunch of street gang people as their operatives who they cover up for and allow to engage in any type of crime you want. And that's now happening again with Michael Moore calling for old people and others to burn down cities and sexually assault Mitt Romney if he wins. And I didn't see this 2 days ago. I was just giving it my stack, but the headline was so mild, I didn't even watch the video. I mean, the headline should be Democratic video calls for, you know, burning cities and a sexually assaulting Romney if Democrats lose. I mean, it's just, it's so over the top. And so that video is up at Infowars.com. You guys put that article back on screen so I can give people the headlines so they can find it since it scrolled off the main page. Michael Moore, MoveOn.org video features dirty mouthed old people lambasting Republicans Romney. Click on the Daily Caller, the original, because we just posted the video, and see if that's their real headline or if we did that. Yeah, just click on that blue link right there for me. That's their real, that's their, I mean, that headline should read, Michael Moore video features old people saying they'll burn things down and attack Romney if, you know, Democratic video calls for violence if Obama loses. I mean, that's what they did. See, but there's always this attitude in the media. Oh, let's hold back. That's too sensational. Well, it is sensational. I mean, you know, John Wayne Gacy killed dozens of young men and buried their bodies down in the basement. And I mean, what they say, oh, John Wayne Gacy was mean to some young boys down in his basement. No, he tortured them and buried them and dressed up like a demonic clown. Okay, that's sensational. But when it's sensational, it's sensational. All right, I got Stuart Rhodes coming up in 30 minutes, so we can just keep racing through your calls. Eric in Tejas in Texas, Julius and others, your calls are coming up. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, yes, Alex. It's nice to talk to you. I have just a few things to say. I'm a drunken patriot, so I do drink alcohol, but I still am aware. I want to say a few things. First, your attack with lawsuits, you need to do that. I'm in real estate. You always go on the offensive in the lawsuits. You do this. Two, Interfood. That stuff has kept me totally not with any sickness for 4 years since I started taking it.
We've got their whole line discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. They're awesome folks. Mike Adams heartily endorses them. And, Interfood, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, again, all the purchases and things, you know, shopping with us, you know, the Patriots, the people on the light side, not the dark side, is what helps fund our operation. They also have great organic storable food as well. All available at InfoWarsStore.com. So what are you drinking today at 12 noon Central?
I want to go through my things because it doesn't matter.
No, hold on. What are you drinking today?
I drink Red Dog because it's like really inexpensive beer. But iPhone, your iPhone app, I listen to that like 60% now. The preparedness thing, if everyone thinks water, food, and shelter are all you need, they are so wrong. Communications, there's so many things. They need to get the Joel Skousen thing with you. And you know what? You are right. America is over. The choices are to flee or to stay and fight, because that's what's coming down to. And if we do stay, we need a Continental Congress with you and all a bunch.
Wow, it's the intelligent drunk calling. I'm just teasing you, brother. It's just funny you're announcing I am drinking. I can tell sometimes people got the day off and they call. They're like, hey, Alex. Hey, my fabulous job there. Hold on just a minute. Hold on with me. Right back after this. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The looting continues on the East Coast, and the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, that has been a pretty big disaster. Fox News is reporting environmental groups say under Agenda 21 they should not be allowed to rebuild the tourist areas that are so popular on the coast of New Jersey. They just say, no, it's bad for the earth to have houses. And they are the mafia chieftains. Of course, special insiders will be allowed to build. Bloomberg's used the excuse to lock down most of the city and say you have to carpool in, causing giant gridlock. It's all about having total control. MoveOn.org advocates violence against Romney in profanity-laden ad. Joe Newby actually got the headline right. I saw the Daily Caller. I'm not bashing them, but they're like, you know, bold people talk dirty in new video. No, they don't talk dirty or featured foul-mouthed old people, lambasting Republicans. They call for burning things down and physically attacking Mitt Romney, ripping his testicles off, and an old woman simulates it. I mean, this is sick. This is sick. Ladies and gentlemen, if I put a video out, even if I was Michael Moore and said it was comedy and said physically attack the genitals of Barack Obama, imagine having an old woman say that. And that let's burn this down if Obama loses. While there's all these calls for violence, I will assure you, within a day, probably sooner, the Secret Service would be here, and they'd just go ahead and arrest me. There wouldn't even be, is this a joke? I mean, they take people mildly saying, Obama's over in Europe wish he'd stay over there or fall off the earth, close quote. Boom. I've seen people that have been Secret Service over that. But you go out and say, I'm going to loot and kill and attack and let's kill Republicans, close quote. Let's burn everything down. It's like more power to you, man. More Michael Moore, MoveOn.org, George Soros. Look at Media Matters 2 years ago. It came out. They said, we want to infiltrate alternative media, anybody that resists us, and we're going to destroy them from within. And Politico's, you know, ran a headline about how it was cute. Again, they normalize their attacks on everybody else, but then if we say we like, you know, a particular flavor of ice cream, they say it's racist. Or if we don't like socialism, it's racist. By the way, we're going to cover this puppet election, obviously, right through, and a lot of false flags could get pulled. A lot of things could be done between now and the next 6 days. We are now less than 6 days, 5.5 days till Election Day. And 6 days until we find out unless it's contested. And that could be the false flag, could be a contested election. And they've still got more looting and rioting and the military and state police called out in New Jersey and New York because of, troopers deployed to New Jersey gas stations is frustration. Massive lines form at the pump. So there's all sorts of problems, flooding, whole beach towns basically destroyed. And the local Gen 21 says, you ain't rebuilding. Oh, you own that little hotel there for two generations? You got to come and get a special environmental authorization to rebuild, scum. Time to grease the palms or nothing happens, if you're lucky. It's for the earth, though. Anyways, this great promo put together with our own master of video editing, not just a great news anchor and reporter, Darren McBreen, with the voice of Jakari Jackson. So here is the special promo report premiering here.
Every 4 years, the United States of America hears the drumbeat of billions of campaign dollar attack ads, meaningless debate with empty analysis and poll after poll after poll. This can only mean one thing. It's time to pick our globalist puppet leader.
We're going to be left with a choice of a lesser of two evils. And I'm saying I don't go out with evils. I don't deal with evils. I don't do business with evils. I don't hang out with evils. Why would I vote for an evil to run my life or run my country?
Will it be globalist puppet A or puppet B?
They continue to vote for these Democrats and Republicans, the people that are wrecking our country, and yet they still vote for them.
Unlike North Korea and China, we Americans have the illusion of choice this November 6th.
I think that a lot of votes are going to be stolen.
I don't know how you could possibly have voter fraud when your son owns the voting machine.
1.4 million votes were lost, spoiled, as they call them in the biz, through these so-called glitches.
The choice is not up to you. Which management team from Slavery Incorporated will run our country into oblivion for the next 4 years? Tune in to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv this Tuesday, November 6th, as another meaningless pageant is played out.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to be here Monday and Tuesday with the radio show and then extended coverage, 7 o'clock Monday night until probably 10 at night. We're going to go live with some of the news packages, and then Tuesday night live, streaming video, free video box for everybody. We've already got stations and cable systems, not just here but all the world, lined up once I start putting the news out on satellite and the file sharing systems. Tape to air in the next 6 months or so. We're racing to get it done, but we're busy finishing some studios and things. And I want to thank all of the listeners and viewers for your support, and we couldn't be doing this. Thank you so much. And sure, everything could collapse next week. I hope it doesn't, or I could die in a car wreck today, God forbid, or you could. But we're just moving forward as if we're still going to be here, you know, in the next year. There is a lot of tyranny, a lot of behind-the-scenes attacks against us, but because of your support, we're able to do this. But every time you buy a book, buy a video, buy a T-shirt, get a magazine subscription, every time you buy my films, every time you spread the word about the show, every time you support a local AM or FM by spreading the word about the broadcast or supporting their local sponsors, every time you locally sponsor affiliates we're on, if you're listening, I'm talking to you. They gave me the new affiliate list, and I looked at it. I don't know. Genesis are great folks, but I don't know what is so hard about getting all the affiliates. I guess because they're overworked up there like everywhere else. And over the years, things are coming and going. But, I got an affiliate list with like 110 stations last week, and I said, I know it's more than that. Then I got another one like 130 something, and I looked at it and said, this local station isn't on there. And then David Knight walked in. His wife still lives up in North Carolina. They're moving down here soon. One of our new reporters, and she listens on a local FM commercial station. We get calls from stations we don't even know are picking it up. The show is exploding right now by the grace of God, and it's because of all of you praying for us and supporting us, but also program directors, station managers, station owners, advertisers that have stood up for America. So many station managers have called Genesis and said, I heard Alex 10 years ago as a guest on our station with a host saying they're going to have mega banks implode the economy and bring in world government. It's all happening just like he said. I'm putting him on. And then they're getting huge responses. So we got a chance to beat the globalist. If despite all my foibles and all my problems, I've had this much success by the grace of God. And there are people out there doing little things, big things. You name it, it all adds up together. So I salute you, I salute you, I salute you, I salute you. All of you out there, just absolutely amazing what you've done. And people say, oh, thank you, Alex, for doing what you're doing. Yes, I can be put in prison and set up or killed. But you know what? There's no future if we don't beat these people. Okay? I mean, last night my parents were having not even a Halloween party. They just had a few friends over for a fire. Out in their little fire pit in their backyard. My kids were over there. And an old family friend of my parents came over. And like I guess I've known him like 20 years. And he was like, yeah, I was talking to my son about, if you believe all this. And we think you believe most of it. No, I believe all of it. I mean, I want that to be clear. I make mistakes sometimes. Sometimes I exaggerate or I have hyperbole. That is the minority of the time. I don't do it on purpose. Most of the time it's worse than what I say. Historically, I've seen that, okay? And believe me, I wish this wasn't true. But it's a responsibility to fight these people because they're doing really bad things to women and children. And people are like, well, that's cheesy. What is this women and children thing? I've gotten emails saying, what's this old-fashioned, look out for yourself. That's how you get ahead. That's the new, moral intelligence is to... No, that's how societies collapse. That's how societies go the way of the Goonie Bird or the Dodo Bird. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And that's what civilization is. It's getting in the face of bullies or bullies will take over. Okay? It's real simple. And bullies are taking over. And it's going to get real bad, folks, because we're giving them a green light. So, danger, Will Robinson. So used to the phone numbers being over there, now they're over here. Rob in North Carolina. Rob, what's on your mind today, sir?
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I had two things. I wanted to kind of ask the audience to do something if they have children. And I also have a question regarding like a bug out country, if you want to call it that. But what I'd like, I actually had the luxury of owning my own business that I didn't build, of course. And I've got a little 6-year-old daughter, and I actually go to her public school. She's in first grade, and I'll actually eat lunch with her about once a week.
Very evil.
It's terrible. But what's really even worse is the food they serve there is just, I can't describe it. It's absolutely terrible. It's like green beans aren't even green, and it's no.
Now, the lowest grade of food that cannot be sold in grocery stores is dumped on the kids.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting.
And now the mafia nationwide is saying, you're going to pay us for this crud, Mac. And most parents literally bow.
But please, for the folks that are out there that have children, spend some time with the kid, go to lunch with them at the school, and actually eat the school lunch. And then you're going to decide that you're not going to want to, buy the food. You're going to want to send the pack lunch with the child every day.
Do you mean you shouldn't just mindlessly trust the system and just turn your kids over to people and have no idea what's going on, even though public schools are watching kids with cameras in the bathrooms and forcibly inoculating them and taking them to have abortions without parental consent? You mean we should watch a group of known criminals run by foreign banks indoctrinating our kids? How extreme. If you are going to have your kid in a government training camp, it's good to have that as an education for them of how this is birthed in the New World Order, and let them be soldiers in the info war to wake people up. Great job, sir. God bless you. We're going to come back, try to race through more calls here. We're racing. I took one call in the last segment. Deborah, Jeff, Julius, Philip, your calls are coming up. Then we've got the founder of Oath Keepers joining us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine.
It's death-defying.
It's a death-defying life I lead.
If you go up to InfoWars.com, Steve Watson just put out a new article. Big Shish loaning out military-style drones to sheriff's departments. Privacy group sues. And federal court ruling that they can put cameras on your property without telling you. I mean, they're putting up microphones and cameras and transformers and light poles everywhere and admitting it. And they're announcing again they're looking at taser bracelets to fly. And I predict people will take them and put them on. Ooh. Kurt Nemo's got an article, Police State Growth Rate of Cops Exceeds Population Growth. But more and more, they're paramilitary SWAT style, or they generate revenue. They don't respond to crime. Oh, man, I love it. So good for our country. Let's go to Chris in Florida. I'm being sarcastic, folks. Chris in Florida, listening on WTAN 1340 AM. Get a lot of calls, a lot of listeners on that great station. You're on the air, Chris. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Are you aware that on Judicial Watch 1, their Freedom of Information Act request lawsuit against the Department of Justice this past July 23rd, where it was revealed where U.S. District Court Judge Reggie Wolfson ruled in favor of Judicial Watch that they were involved conspiring to with the trial attorneys to have dismissed the cases against the new Black Panther Party and their voter intimidation of 2018.
Yes, I was aware of that, and now it's coming out in federal documents in court. Like, that's in my stack. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm going to dig it out and cover it. That the federal government is having Mexican mafia kill cops that are actually enforcing the law and arresting their dealers. So, I mean, the federal government is a murdering mafia, period.
Absolutely. They're protecting these agent provocateurs as, of course, an excuse to divide and conquer us and an excuse to take away our rights in case somebody...
They're letting Michael Moore put out a video saying, let's burn things down if Romney loses, if Romney wins. I think we now have, with the cussing bleeped, and saying they're going to sexually assault Romney, and the old woman simulates ripping his testicles off. I mean, folks, we would be arrested in hours for that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, absolutely. And then we have here in our local community-sponsored station, a fake liberal progressive station that is having the new Black Panther Party chief of staff, Michelle Williams, on prior to, of course, her arrest 2 weeks ago for trying to sell a house that never belonged to her. And she's trying to capitalize not only on the Trayvon Martin shooting. You know, she's the one who was calling for George Zimmerman's head dead or alive. And then
she didn't get in trouble for that.
No, she didn't. And then she's trying to capitalize on a Javon Neal shooting by police, where finally when the police footage was released, it showed that, yes, he was carrying a shotgun, and he was trying to elude police from about 5 seconds in front of them. And the police shot him because they alleged, it wasn't shown on the video, but it's pretty clear that they had to defend themselves.
No, listen, it's just like Trayvon Martin. They showed a five-year-old photo of him. And then the black neighbor said that he was bouncing Zimmerman's head off the concrete. And then the photos got released of Zimmerman's bloody head and everything else. And it turned out, and it's a tragic thing that it happened, but it turns out that the Justice Department, this came out. Remember MSNBC editing the tape? Aren't they being sued over that? To have it sound like Zimmerman was saying, you know, like, oh, he's a black guy, he must be bad, but it was totally edited. They asking what color is he? But they cut that part out. And turned out the Justice Department had provocateurs in there trying to get riots going. I mean, it is unbelievable the stuff they get away with. They've been caught with Fast and Furious, and no one's gotten in trouble.
Oh, yes, and these are the issues that our local WMNF community-sponsored station says nobody cares about Fast and Furious, and we have three of the personalities on the station who are trying to use Michelle Williams as a proxy to capitalize on these deaths of the unfortunate black teens. And then, you know, and then WTSP, local Channel 10 station, does show those pictures of George Zimmerman with his head cut up, and they say that they don't care how the jury trial is gonna end. They keep on accusing him of using the racial slur coon, but never mind that Michelle Williams is using racial epithets all over the place.
Look, here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and come back with Stuart Rhodes and more calls. Listen, here's the issue. The globalists have destroyed all our communities. They started with the black community. They broke up the families. Then they give a gangster culture to the kids. And then they try to basically play us all off against each other. It's absolutely disgusting. The liberals just want blacks to think they're their friends so they can make sure 52% of them get aborted. That's what it's all about. The liberals want black people dead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
For the balance of the transmission, we're going to be talking with Stuart Rhodes here in just a few minutes, and we'll continue with your calls. I know I've got a lot of questions for Stuart. Can I have that list of key items he'd like to get into first, though? We'll let him announce those here in just a moment. But I need to get to this first. This video has gone viral the last 2 days with 1.596 million in the way YouTube lags. It's probably like 3 million right now, really. It's tired of Bronco Obama or Obumbles and Mittens Romney. And the website is Elizabeth Evans. We're going to try to get her on the show. And she's authorized to play this video here on air. And it's her daughter. You know, I wanted to put my 4-year-old daughter when she was 2, 3, 4, because she's so cute. And my other daughter is now 8 years old. I wanted to put her on TV. My wife won't allow it because they're so cute. But this little girl is very few as cute as my girl. She is so sweet and just as cute, which is like cute to the power of infinity. But it's funny when they showed me this video this morning. My children is the same way. They go to homeschool groups. They go to church groups. They go out at wherever, you know, laser blazer to play laser tag. And other kids will come over and say, are you for Romney? Are you for Obama? And when my 10-year-old son says, I don't like either of their puppets, they go, oh, you're a commie or you're this or that. But the Obama kids threatened to kill my children. They threatened to call the police on them. At a homeschool group where there's just a few liberal kids in it, they went to the teacher and said, call the police. He doesn't like Obama. I mean, I'm telling you, these are authoritarians. And again, it's not that I like Republicans. It's just that Democrats are so bad. You've got some people that are Democrats that mean well, who aren't into all the weird Democratic Party stuff. But it's a weird gang, folks. We're going to play this little clip of this little girl crying, saying she's sick of the election. Because kids understand at a tribal level, there's two groups fighting. It goes on and on and on. And then kids bring it up and people get sick of it. This is how they divide us between Republican and Democrat. And people get real tribal as Republicans or Democrats and get real mean. I remember covering the speed of election results in 2000. Because right downtown is the governor's mansion here in Austin, and Governor Bush had supposedly won. But while that week-long fight went on in the Supreme Court, I would just go down there and cover it. And I would have Democrats hitting me with signs. I'd have Republicans doing it. And the cops would just let them do it. As long as you just kind of henpecked somebody, didn't hurt them too bad, they leave you alone. An ABC cameraman attacked me because I was getting video and getting, and he didn't want me out across the street. He wanted a shot of the governor's mansion. And he was telling me, this, you know, I tell you, you go out to a big event with reporters, they'll step on your feet. They'll get in front of you. You're like, dude, am I going to have to punch you in the nose? I mean, you're like stepping on my feet. This has happened to my crew. They think they're God because they're mainstream God media. But the point is, it just gets so crazy. Meanwhile, the globalists own both sides to a great extent. But yes, the Democrats are their open communist movement, and then Republicans act like they're opposing it and make you think you have a choice. It's kind of like the Republicans are this little life jacket, but they're tied to a big chain ball that pulls you under the water as well. It would take 50 life jackets to, you know, make buoyant. But since there's a life jacket, you think they're keeping you safe. And the Democrats, there isn't a life jacket. It's just a big ball and chain. But let's go to this little clip of Tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Here it is.
Just because I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh, it'll be over soon, Abby. Okay? The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay.
Again, everybody is sick of the election, and I quite frankly can't wait for it to be over. But if it is disputed, move on, and George Soros and that crew is now pushing this. Now I've edited out, or my crew has edited out, the serious profanity and things, but they basically call for violence, call for fires, call for ripping Romney's genitals off. And she says, I'm going to rip his genitals off. I'm gonna punch him in the genitals. And she shows the ripping motion. And this is cute and funny. It's like, oh, it's just a joke. But if you or I did this, I mean, constantly in the media, they're saying, I'm calling for violence. I'm going to cause violence. And if there is any violence, it's my fault. When we're the opposite. If I did something like this, folks, I would be crucified. Here it is. A message from the greatest generation. Produced by the self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore.
I was born in 1915 during World War I. My first vote was in 1940 for Franklin D. Roosevelt, and I have not missed an election since. And I want the Republican Party to know, if your voter suppression throughout this beautiful country enables Romney to oust Barack Obama, we will burn this down.
Si se puede.
I have four generations of family on this earth, and my life has been very blessed. And if the Republicans steal this election...
Back it up to her saying, we'll burn this effort down. And then they cut to a guy in Spanish saying, yes, we can. And let me tell you, you got 30 million illegals who've already rioted and pulled down American flags, and kids in San Francisco, Hispanic kids, can't wear American flag shirts, okay? Because it's a pro-Mexico nationalism gang. We're not allowed to have our nationalism. I saw an article criticizing the Star-Spangled Banner. I've heard all these countries' national anthems. We definitely got the best. The Russians got one that sounds really good. But ours is the best. I mean, the words, it's good stuff. And I'm just sick of it. I mean, this, listen, they're creating a moral authority that if Obama loses, this is election tampering, that there's the moral authority to burn things down, and there's the message, hey, illegals, burn it. And you can see once they get enough dependence in this country on the government, you know what, they're going to bring in democracy, which is 51%. Telling the other 49 they're slaves, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. That's why they're so arrogant and don't care. That's why the federal courts are ruling they're going to put cameras in your house and without warrants. And they're going to bring police dogs in your house without warrants. They're doing whatever they want. We got a crook government. Period. We're going the way of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany if we don't really get in these people's face right now. Within the controlled fake left-right paradigm, they're bringing the country down. Now again, it goes, and we're going to Stuart Rhodes, but I want his take on this when we come back. But, I mean, calls for violence, calls for killing on Twitter, calls for looting, all of it happens. We're criticized for saying there'd be looting. I mean, they are encouraging this in the culture. This has been out now 3 days, and I just learned of it this morning. Our guys posted it to their credit 2.5 days ago. Here it is.
We will burn this down.
Si se puede.
Yes, we can.
I have 4 generations of family on this earth, and my life has been very blessed. And if the Republicans steal this election, I'm going to track down Mitt Romney and give him the world's biggest punch. What's the matter, sonny? You never heard that phrase, punch? Right in the...
The motion of ripping testicles off.
I served during World War II. I'm the last of my buddies still here. And I've got a message for our kids, for Democrats, for anyone who cares about honest elections. If you let the Republicans do this to you again, after we die, we're going to look down on you from heaven. And we're going to make a point of watching you have sex every time. No matter how kinky.
Especially if we are related.
The best way to stop the GOP from stealing the election is to make sure it isn't even close. Go to votersrising.org.
Sign up and help get out the vote.
Unbelievable. That's enough. Just turn it off. I mean, these are people... And again, I've been around these type of leftists. They're really, when you get around them, they're for eugenics. They think the school should take your kid and make them have an abortion. They're just sick freaks. And they love government. They've all worked for the government. They've been in the government. And it's their, what does Big Sis call it? Maybe we should have her come out on stage for TV viewers. Big Sis calls it the federal family, which is a foreign banking cartel that runs the federal family. And, they're not going to stop, ladies and gentlemen. They are not going to stop. They want to take over. They want to take your houses, your cars. They want to conscript you. The Democrats want the draft back. They are the scum of the earth. Let's go ahead and go to Stuart Rhodes, and then we're going to get to Philip. And we're going to get to Julius and Jeff and Maggie and so many others. Just totally and completely disgusting. And then we've got on the other side Mitt Romney, just another flavor of the same cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. But again, the Democrats play the part of the radicals. Stuart Rhodes is a founder and president of Oath Keepers. Stuart graduated from summa cum laude from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He worked as a professional sculptor at the Nevada State Certified Sculptor, concealed carry firearms instructor. After college, he worked at Representative Ron Paul's Republican Texas D.C. staff. That's a professional trainer. Stuart graduated from Yale Law School in 2004, where his paper, Solving the Puzzle of Enemy Combatant Status, won the Yale Judge William E. Miller Prize for Best Paper on the Bill of Rights. He assisted teaching U.S. military history at Yale's History Department, was a Yale research scholar, and is now writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people. While practicing law in Montana, he also serves as a volunteer firefighter, oathkeepers.org. That's really got the globalist scared of him right now. They just arrested a guy a few days ago in California, and they said he had bomb-making materials, and that the proof of his extremism was he listened to the Alex Jones show, and then the ADL went on to say how dangerous I am. So the frame-up continues. Stuart, I want to get into all the points and topics that you want to cover, which I think are very, very important here today. But first off, Stuart, what do you make of the Democrats? Clearly, it's not just that. In announcements, in videos, advisors to Obama saying, stage something, you're not going to get elected. That's in the Financial Times of London, Newsweek time. They act like we don't see them full view. It's not that we're even for Romney, but clearly they ran Fast and Furious and other criminal false flag stage provocateur terrorist events. Is there nothing they won't do? And what do you make? Because it turns out there's a bunch of these videos Michael Moore's putting out calling for burning U.S. cities and saying, yes, we can, which is the communist slogan in Latin America. Folks don't know that here, but that's where Obama got it. What do you make of this? TV ads saying we'll burn down cities if Obama isn't reelected. Yes, we can in Spanish. I mean, this is there's no doubt they're trying to run a false flag now. Whether they're successful or not, we don't know. But Katie barred the door. We can see where this is going to go when they've got 60 million illegals, not the 30 million. I'd rather, you know, get the illegals and wake them up to the Second Amendment and make them great Americans. But the problem is they're being inducted into globalist ideology, Stuart. I mean, I just see this. I mean, you're a military historian. I'm a novice that studies it quite a bit since I was about 10 years old. As a hobby, and I know what this is. This is a foreign banking force bringing in groups to balkanize the country for subjugation and subdividing the original republic, but and merging that republic with a larger globalist order, which has all been announced. Stuart, what do you make of this?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's divide and conquer. It's setting up the problem and then offering the solution, which is just more control. Just as they say that independent nation states and the problem is like the Federal Reserve is a national organization. It needs to be an international organization. Same thing will happen when it comes to civil unrest and political division. They'll say, this paradigm isn't working anymore. We need to go beyond this, get beyond politics. Let's merge into, you know, something better. That's what I think is going to happen. And so, yes, balkanization and divide and conquer of the American people, getting them, you know, fight each other is part of their program. And the two parties, the two major parties, are really run by the same people, as you know. They're two birds, two wings of the same bird of prey, and they're totalitarian. So the leftist totalitarians are the counterpart to the neocons on the right, who are also totalitarian. And so the paradigm really should be seen as freedom versus tyranny. And which side are you on when it comes to that? And too many Democrats are obviously on the side of tyranny, but only just their own flavor. But it's really just a shell game, and it's designed to get you to support one brand of tyranny or another and give you that false choice and make you choose tyranny either way. You know, heads they win, tails you lose.
Again, constitutional lawyer Stuart Rhodes will be with us for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. We appreciate you coming on, Stuart, and I want to get into issues that you want to focus on, and I want to get into larger geopolitical and how you think their takeover plan later in the next hour is going to progress in the battle space that they've developed versus how we're trying to affect that. And by the way, folks, we're in the fight. That's what people need to realize. There's millions of us fighting, thousands of us prominently. People need to understand, all of us together are literally holding this back while we're being criticized by COINTELPRO and others who act like they're in our ranks with infighting, hoping we walk away so the shields fully fall. And because believe me, folks, if we weren't here doing this, we would have already been deep into this. The globalists admit, Brzezinski's new book, that they're years behind because of the Liberty Movement, 7 to 10. But now they're accelerating and telescoping and compressing it. But I want to, as we go to break here, mention this, Stuart. You just talked about how first they bring it from county to state, from state to federal. Then the federal goes to centralized. Then the new centralized Security Council is signed over to NATO and the UN. Obama's executive order, 13228 of October 8th, goes over this. There are other executive orders. Actually, I printed the wrong one. I need the new Obama order. This is from 2001. I need the new order that he reissued on the Homeland Security National Security Council. But if you look at the Rural Affairs Council, if you look at the 10 FEMA region governors, all of its states, it's now under Homeland Security, which is now separate from the other agencies, claiming it has power when Congress before had control to a great extent of those agencies. So we see it all being transferred. Obama coming out as well, saying that NATO is now in charge of our military. Your comments on that, Stuart?
Well, it's part of the same plan. This is the relentless drive toward centralization and to supplanting our constitutional structure with something entirely foreign, with a totalitarian structure. This is a battle between freedom and tyranny, and one or the other is going to win. And so, as you said, they're shifting the battle space. We are, too. It is a fight right now. We're kind of in a cold war, and it's going to be a hot war eventually, unless we can attain a mass consciousness shift and have a peaceful restoration. It's going to be a hot war. So we're just getting ready for it. They're telling us they're getting ready for it. We should get ready, too.
And they've told us they're going to take us to re-education camps and kill us. I mean, that's official. That's their plan, the re-education camps. I've got the executive order now. We'll give you the number when we come back after this quick break. It's at whitehouse.gov.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here. I'm Alex Jones. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. Oathkeepers.org. We're going back to him in just a moment. Strategic Relocation, the film, is now out and will start shipping next week. I will premiere Strategic Relocation Monday night after the news for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you are a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, Monday night, the news shouldn't be longer than an hour. So look about 8 o'clock Central. We'll premiere the entire two-hour, 40-plus minute presentation, the extras and all of it. Strategic Relocation, the film. Stuart, you know, I just plugged that because I was already going to plug it, but I noticed in some of the points you wanted to talk about, you said strategic relocation is something you've been advocating over the last couple of years. If people think that means you're scared, no, it means you're moving militarily to the best areas that have the best people, that have the best backups, if you can. But the film and the book Strategic Relocation also tells you region by region, if you have to stay in an area, the best place even around your city, escape routes, you name it. It's situational awareness. This is the opposite of being domesticated. Stuart Rhodes.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would you want to stay in an artificial environment? I mean, the powers that be want you to be maximally unprepared and dependent upon them. And no better place for that than in a city. And so why would you want to leave yourself in the most vulnerable position possible? Why not get out of the city? So as you said, even within states that are not maybe the optimal states, there are still better places to be. Get out of the cities, get into rural communities, get back to the foundation of America, which is small towns and local communities. I mean, Jefferson's ideal was a rural agrarian society of independent farmers who own their own land. Because you're going to be stronger and more independent if you are that.
And notice that's the opposite of what the globalists want.
Exactly. They want to depopulate the rural areas and drive us all into cities.
Which is what Stalin did, which is what they've done in Mexico. Every Lenin, Mao, every authoritarian does this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what Stalin did to the kulaks, the independent farmers, is a good example. They cannot have independent people who can grow their own food. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. So the answer is don't do what they want. Do what they don't want you to do. Become more self-sufficient. Move into a place where there's still a real community and where folks grow their own food and strengthen it. Become, again, what America should be.
That's right. And, again, for those that have studied military history or history, we know this. They want us in a siege system within their stockade. They want us as prisoners. When you look at the conversion all over the world of civilization, the design is to a prison giant re-education camp grid. Smart growth is a prison grid. They want us to voluntarily plug in to a prison grid.
Yeah, exactly, which is why we need to do the exact opposite. Get out of the cities and become strong communities again locally. Focus on your towns and focus on your counties. If you can get to a better state, by all means, do it. But if you can't, get at least away from the cities in your area like you've done in the Hill Country of Texas. Get out where folks still, you know, live like America used to live and become stronger. And that's the place to ride out the storm. As you said earlier, it's not being done out of fear. It's being done out of strategy.
We went out to a small town outside Austin a few years ago with the children, and everybody was saying hi to us and being nice to us. And my wife, who never really lived in the country, she said, well, in Austin, they don't talk to you, or the environmentalists get mad. They come up to her at Whole Foods if she has three kids and tell her she's evil. She said, these people are smiling. These are nice. And I said, yeah, we need to move to the country, because she didn't want to do that before. You know, they're not under pure programming yet, but they are sending imperial globalist strike teams, and I mean that seriously, of Agenda 21 people are hitting nationwide, like Empire Strikes Back, imperial probe droids are plopping down everywhere. Right now at your city council, their operatives literally are there. They use codes, everything. It is a military invasion force for fighting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.